Welcome to the Lost Dot Podcast and the Transpyrenees Race number 3, supported by our race partners Physique, Pedaled, Tailfin, Komoot, and Peak Design. September 30th, day 2 at TPR. Riding the Pyrenees is about making choices, and overnight we've seen riders take entirely different routes on their way to Control Point 2, Arzat, southwest France, near the border with Andorra. David Eyre, race director.
Yesterday we saw riders reaching CP1 in Ainsa and then either going up towards Bielsa in the north, which would take them over to France as well as they continue their journey, or continuing to head east towards La Soye d'Urgell. So overnight we've seen a few riders actually make it up and over the Bielsa hiking trails. Progress overnight appears to have been slow for some, quicker for others. So Nahuel Passerat has made really good progress down there and is well on his way to CP2 now. We have had our first rider through CP2, so Adam Bialik arrived here earlier this morning. We'll be expecting most of the top 10 in the next few hours. And then they've got the big decision to make around how they make their way over to CP3 in Baja in Spain. So yeah, it's hotting up here. It's a warm morning. So whereas when we started this morning in the dark and in the cold, as the sun has come out, the temperatures are definitely rising. So we're expecting low 30s today, which will be testing for riders as there's still plenty of climbing for them to do whichever route that they take.
Adam Bialik, Cap 1 and the first rider to reach CP2, was one of those who chose the longer road route east.
I had a puncture, of course, but other than that, yeah.
What's your plan for today? Where are you hoping to get to?
CP2, who would say?
This is CP2.
CP3, sorry.
I was going to say, you've already achieved today's goals, you can rest now.
Okay, let's sleep.
Our team in Control Car 2 spend the morning near the Bielsa Tunnel, as more and more riders choose the route north. It involves steep climbs, gnarly surfaces, and sections where there's nothing to do but stop, pick up the bike, and walk. Ruben Platt, Cap 126, came prepared.
Could you tell me what you're setting up right now?
A do-it-yourself hiker bike strip. But it might come in handy for the next couple hours.
Nice, it looks pretty good. So you made it yourself?
I did, yeah.
And you made it specially for Transpyrenees?
For the coming section, yeah.
Especially for the Bielsa Tunnel hiker
bike. Exactly, yeah.
Beautiful.
So let's hope it helps me out. Yeah, it's probably steep. Probably takes more time than you expect at first, so we'll see, yeah. It should definitely be beautiful, yeah. It's always nice when, you know, all this time you're always on a road, and it's good to go off-road for a bit, see, really get into nature a bit more.
James Page, Cap 91, is about to take on the challenge too, after a missed opportunity for some luxury overnight.
How was your night?
It was okay. I slept in a farmer's field for about 3 hours max, and it was really wet, no grass, so bad move. If I would have gone on about another K, I could have just slept in a really lovely bus stop, but we live and learn, don't we? I was looking for some of the sleep for about 5K, so I just gave up in the end.
It's always just 1 kilometre further on.
Yeah, but glad to get here before the sun gets really hot and get this done in the daylight. So really pleased. I don't know what to expect.
Simon Goddard, Cap 55.
How are we doing this morning?
Better than yesterday. Honestly, better than yesterday. Yesterday was a real battle. I ended up on my feet up both of the big climbs, and that was really demoralizing, actually. But this morning has been much, much better. I managed to cycle the whole way up, which is boding well for the return leg in particular. And to be honest, I'm happy to be doing this during the daylight and part not at night.
And how are you finding the hiker bike this morning?
Yeah, between pain and absolute joy. It's really both. It's absolutely stunning. The ride up's been stunning, and so it's just an amazing place to be here. And otherwise, it's bloody heavier bike with the bags on it.
Rob Hyde, Cap 124.
Morning, Rob. How was your night?
It was great. I slept in a kid's playground about halfway up this valley. Very cozy.
Yeah, you stay warm enough?
It was really warm. It was like conifers all around it. It was like it was made for sleeping in. So didn't look like it'd been played in for a while. So yeah, it was definitely the right choice.
What did you think of what's coming up ahead? What are you expecting?
Well, I already tried the other route, which was the gravel option, and I got about a kilometre down it, and it wasn't for me. So I'm this is the less of both evils, I guess. Yeah, I just want to get it over and done with and get on tarmac again. I'm not a gravel enthusiast. This isn't even gravel, is it? This is just hiking.
So you've rerouted on the fly. Did you have both routes saved?
I had both. I had this was my original route until about 4 days ago, and then I had a brainwave and went for the gravel option. But yeah, I'm not on the right bike and the right tyres for that one. So yeah, drag myself over this is the option.
Oscar Short, Cap 42. Is another rider experiencing the hiker bike in Bielsa. For all the challenges that come with riding in the Pyrenees, there are plenty of rewards too.
This is pretty tricky, isn't it? I thought some of it was going to be rideable. Guess I was wrong. Anyhow, about 3k to the top. Yeah, well, anyway, onwards and forwards.
You been enjoying it?
Yeah, today's been great. Yesterday, that climb out of feckin' into Spain was an absolute cow. That nearly killed me, but rewarded by this fantastic, the trail, you know, down with the forest going straight due south. That was just fantastic. So that cheered me up. So I was up at 4 this morning to try and, I was planning on staying a little further up, but that hill wasted me, I think. So anyway, I think stopping was good and getting up early was the way to go. So I picked up an amount of the lost time, so.
Preparation is key when it comes to ultra-distance racing. Some riders prefer to travel light no matter what, while others assess the route and weather conditions, then make a decision. Kirsten Cluley, Cap 10.
I'm regretting my life choices.
Why is that?
I don't know, because it's steep and I've got a full laden bike in case I run out of water, which is good but bad. Maybe I should have done it at night. Taking the risk, got the shade.
Where did you spend last night?
Oh, in a lovely public toilet in a castle. It was lovely, at the top of the hill. It was worth it for the 8 minute cycle up the hill. Yeah.
So you got a sleeping mat and bag?
Yep. I've got way too much stuff. I thought it was going to be freezing. I've got puffer trousers, puffer jacket, rain trousers, rain jacket, silk liner, sleeping bag, bivy bag. Another reason for regretting my life choices. But anyway, it's sunny and lovely.
Alison Felly-Jacquemont, Cap 136, had a fantastic first day at TPR3. Andrew Phillips, race reporter, caught up with her husband, also racing this year, Sebastian Jacquemont, Cap 137.
How do you feel racing against your wife? Is there a bit of competition between you?
No. I don't stand a chance. No, I don't even try to catch her. She's already like 2 hours ahead of me on day one.
And is she a gracious winner, or does she really rub it in when you get home?
No. I mean, it's not even really... It's not even a point of contention, because there's just no comparison. She's really much faster than me.
There's got to be a little bit of competition between you.
Not really, no. If I could catch her, yes, but I just cannot catch her.
At the front of the race, Adam Bielek continues to push on, attempting to take on Parkour 3 and reach Control Point 3 later this evening. In hot pursuit is a group of riders that includes Lucas Becker and Nahul Passerat, who both chose gravel instead. Just back from them is Sam Thompson, Cap number 2, who made it to Control Point 2 via the rocky Port de Rat.
I'd always wanted to come this way to see what it was like for the way back.
Yeah.
But then again, maybe I didn't properly think about it, what it's like to carry a bike for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just that bit going up was just, it's just something I'm not used to. I don't know, for many people are used to it, but it's just a case of taking five steps, having a breather,
yeah,
and then hauling my bike again. It's just, I had a genius idea of taking off my rear bag and sticking it in my rucksack, which really helped to take a bit of weight to pick it up.
Fit it on the body, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just looking forward to actually pedaling again.
Early evening on day two at TPR3. Molly Weaver, cap number 9, is the leading woman in the race, in a close battle with Millie Gibbons, cap number 3. She's having a brilliant race so far, despite enduring the pain of the Bielsa hiker bike.
It's like a day of two halves.
Yeah.
The start, I just think everyone had anticipated that hike to be like, I think I thought you could ride the first like three quarters of the climb, and then just the top was like maybe unrideable. Then from the map it looked like maybe like a K of the descent was unrideable. Like the whole thing was like you were on like a cliff edge, just like scrambling with your bike, all of your bike on your back. I think I did like 60K and it took me like 8 hours, 8.5 hours. And you get to the bottom, you're like, I've gone nowhere. I'm like basically where I was at the start of this process. But yeah, it was incredible though up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was one of those things where you had to really be like, this is incredible, this is stunning, look where you are. Try not to think about the pain and just, yeah, take it all in.
The pairs race is also hotting up on day two at TPR3. Julian Catherine and Tristan Beaufy, cap 132 A and B, are chasing hard, with Clement and Tristan Jamot, caps 140 A and B, currently leading. As locals to the region, the Jamarts have a slightly different take on today's riding.
And it's not the better day, I think.
Yeah.
Only
was
like
flat.
Only flat, like big climb, and after only flat, and now let's go for the real Pyrenees now. But yeah, it was a morning, a sportive morning, like with big climb.
This morning was hiking.
At the
was good.
Yeah.
At the sunrise, so it was beautiful on the mountain.
Was my day of the week of trail running, so
that's good.
You got a little trail session in.
Yeah. I love that, but with a bicycle it's not too much easy.
What's your plan now?
CP2.
What's your plan? No,
CP2 and we're gonna see
what we're gonna do. Sleep in a hotel because we have to take a shower, but it's good. Too late to going in a hotel. So we're gonna sleep in the streets. I think so.
Yes, probably.
And we're gonna see for tomorrow for the hotel.
Jamie Loudon, cap 59, is one of only a few riders to choose the third routing option, deciding to turn back and head over the Col de Portalet to get to CP2.
That's a pretty shit route.
Are you blaming that one?
Huh?
Are you blaming that one?
I don't know, me probably. Didn't want to go over the mountains in, road shoes, and then looked for ways around, didn't find a good one. I'm not actually sure if it was that shit. I think I wasn't feeling brilliant anyway, so I had like part of the problem with it was I ended up about 10 kilometers away from my home. And I was like, got there, sat in a cafe for about an hour, just like pretty low moment, like trying to make myself eat and think about what I wanted to do. But taught myself around to carrying on for a little bit and just seeing how it went, and actually picked up a bit after that. But yeah, so I've not had like the best day, so had like maybe 2 or 3 hours off the bike. I'm still like a long way back on people who didn't take that route.
Late evening, and the leaders are now in a race to reach control point 3 in Gisclerny. Cecilia Burnaby is one of our volunteers getting ready to welcome the first riders to arrive.
I got involved in the race because I live nearby and I'm looking at, you know, ultra distant thing. It can be hiking or cycling. And so I realized that it was just coming by my house. I was like, oh, I should volunteer. I got into cycling last year, really. So trying to, you know, get into it a little bit more every time. What is good about racing or behind the scene is that you understand a little bit more how it works. And so you just get a better person, I guess. So you can just like be nicer to the racer, like the riders, because you know what they are going through. And the riders, like if you have been a volunteer before, you know how it's like as well. So you just like create a kind of community or something nice about the race.
8:46 p.m. and Adam Bielek, cap number one, becomes the first rider to reach control point three. He's travelled further than everyone else, but the tactic of choosing the longer road option is working perfectly for him so far.
Evening, Adam.
Good evening.
Right, definitely Adam Bielek, right?
Yes, cap number one.
What's the plan for tonight?
Well, evening is still young. Gonna keep on pushing for several hours, I guess. And then at some point, gonna take some sleep. I saw that the other two guys were just starting the parkour a couple hours ago. Yeah.
Have you been happy with your route so far, sticking to tarmac?
Thanks. Yeah, not really. If I had some daytime, I would probably have tried the off-road section over there. But yeah, now in the dark, it didn't make too much sense. So I decided to take the steep climb up here.
Do you think some of your rivals behind might be gaining time on you on the gravel sections?
Maybe. But I still don't care because I'm gonna take the road anyway, so.
Join us for the next episode as our leading riders head east to the Costa Brava and the beautiful coastline that makes up Parkour 4. Will they even make it all the way to CP5 and the final raid parkour? And will those in the mid-pack manage to reach control point 2 before the cut-off time for general classification? You can find daily content from the race on our social media and read daily race reports from the road. Thanks to our race partners, Physique, Pedaled, Tailfin, Komoot, and Peak Design.